This is Catherine Giraudot with PodTech News, reporting from the Apple Worldwide Developer Conference at Moscone West Convention Center in San Francisco. Apple CEO Steve Jobs gave the keynote address this morning. In part one of the keynote address, you'll hear Steve Jobs talk about the new Apple Mac Pro with the latest Intel Xeon microprocessors. He also announced the new Apple XServe rack mount server machine.
Good morning.
This is PodTech News.
And welcome to WWDC 06. Thank you so much for coming. We've got a great week planned for you. You know, this year, we've got 4,200 registered attendees. This is the largest WWDC ever. So thank you very much for making this a record event for us. And there are folks here from 48 different countries. 48 different countries. And all of you are part of over 750,000 registered developers for the Mac now. This number has shot up dramatically in the last few years, and we have 750,000 registered developers. So this week, what have we got in store for you? Well, we've got 140 sessions on just about everything having to do with OS X. And due to popular request, we've got 100 hands-on labs for you to get your hands on the latest and greatest stuff, including some stuff we're going to talk about this morning. And we've got over 1,000 Apple engineers on site this week. Now, that's a ratio of one Apple engineer for every four attendees, right? So you should be able to get your questions answered this week. So, today, for the presentation, I have asked three of my colleagues to help me out. First up will be Phil Schiller, Senior Vice President of Worldwide Product Marketing. And I've also asked Bertrand Serlet, Senior Vice President of Software Engineering, and Scott Forrestall, Vice President of Platform Experience. So these three guys are going to give me a hand today. So let's get started. The first thing I want to do is give you an update on Apple Retail. Now, this is the latest flagship store that we opened. It's in New York on Fifth Avenue. It's gorgeous. It's a 32-foot glass cube without any metal infrastructure to hold the thing up. And it's sitting right on Fifth Avenue. You go down these beautiful glass staircase into the store, and it's just a phenomenal experience. It's been super successful. And if you have a chance to get to New York, I really encourage you to go visit the store. This is one of 157 stores we now have. 157 Apple retail stores. Last quarter alone, we hosted 17 million visitors throughout our stores. 17 million people last quarter alone. And for those buying a Mac, 50% are new to the Mac. We are picking up lots of new customers. And even closer to your hearts, in the last 12 months, we have sold $500 million of third-party products, of your products, in our retail stores. So, that's a brief retail update. And now I'd like to get on to the subject of today, which, of course, is the Mac. Last quarter, we had our best Mac quarter ever. We shipped 1.33 million Macs last quarter. We're really, really happy about this. But even better was the growth rate, because the growth rate was dramatically faster than the rest of the industry, which means we're gaining market share. Now, yeah. The other great thing about last quarter was three quarters of the Macs we shipped were Intel-based. In our second quarter after shipping our first Intel product, three quarters of our products were Intel-based. And I want to highlight that market share point by saying, you know, two of the great products we introduced last quarter, one of the great products we introduced last quarter was our MacBook. Right, MacBook has been an incredible success and joins the MacBook Pro for our notebook lineup. Let's take a look at our notebook market share. and how it's changed over the last 6 months. We started off at 6%, but look at what happened in April when we started to ship those MacBooks along with the MacBook Pros. 12% in June. The market share for U.S. retail notebook sales doubled between January and June. So this is the kind of growth we're seeing. So again, three quarters of the products Intel-based. We announced our first Intel products in January, jumped on board some great new technology from Intel. This is Intel CEO Paul Otellini handing us our first wafer in January at Macworld. And in the first two quarters, we transitioned almost all of our products over to Intel, except for one. And that is the Power Mac. Well, today, the Power Mac is going to fade into history. And here to tell us what's going to take its place is Phil Schiller. Phil?
Hey, Steve. Thank you. Well, good morning, everybody. I am so excited. I get to be the very first one to introduce all of you to the brand new Mac Pro. This is the Mac that so many of our highest end customers have dreamed of. The brand new Mac Pro is going to be based on Intel's Xeon chipset. The latest Xeon chips, also known in the industry as Woodcrest. These are amazing microprocessors. These incredible new processors are based on the latest core design, the Core 2s that you've heard about lately, the new microarchitecture. They are all dual core. They run at speeds up to 3 gigahertz. They have really large 4 megabyte shared L2 caches. They have a 128-bit vector engine that's even faster now than the Velocity engine that replaces in our product lines. And for our highest end customers, the features they've really wanted, they're 64-bit. Yes, these are great, great microprocessors. And like the other brand new Intel parts we've been putting into our products, they deliver tremendous performance per watt. And this is going to be really important, not only in notebooks and thin desktops, but even here in the pro space. If you compare this performance per watt to the G5 and even the current Opterons, what you see is tremendous power for each performance for each watt of power. Up to 3 times the performance in a Xeon that we got in the G5. This is an incredible jump in performance. So this new Intel Xeon chip is an amazing processor to put into our products. But in every Mac Pro, we're going to put 2 of them. Yes. All Mac Pros, quad Xeon performance. Now, the product we're replacing is no slouch. This is the fastest Mac we had ever made, the Power Mac G5. So let's compare that performance. The fastest Mac ever, the G5 quad product that we are replacing, and the new quad Xeons. We're going to use SpecInt as a performance metric of what you can get out of these systems. And you see it goes from 54 now up to 115. That's a 2.1 times faster integer performance. It's a big jump in performance for our highest end systems. And in floating point, from 48 to now 76, that's 1.6 times faster in floating point performance as well. These are screaming fast machines. And the new king of the hill for the Mac is the new Mac Pro with quad Xeon performance. It is twice as fast as the machine it replaces. Now, how about everyday applications that our professional customers use? What performance increases are you going to see there? Well, we've taken a bunch of the high-end apps they use, our customers use for imaging and 3D and audio, and what you see is 1.4, 1.6, 1.8 times faster, depending on what you do. So real-world major performance increases. In fact, there's an application many of you in this room all use and rely on, and you want even faster performance there, and that's Xcode, and look at that. 1.8 times faster to build your applications. So this Xeon chip is a great chip. And it really hooks up into a system bus with tremendous performance. Each of those chips sits on its own 1.3 gigahertz front-side bus, delivering an amazing 21 gigabytes per second of processor bandwidth in the system. And it has a very fast memory system as well. Four channels, 256-bit wide, 667 megahertz memory, up to 16 gigabytes in the system. That's twice as wide as the memory bus in the Parmac G5 and faster. Now, performance per watt means we need less cooling systems inside the box, too, which means we can do more with the space we have. Yes. So we've doubled the number of drives inside the Mac Pro to now four hard drives, up to 2 terabytes of internal storage. And a most requested feature, we've added a second optical drive for our Pro customers as well, with all the space we gained back from not having all that cooling inside. And we've increased the front I/O in addition to the back I/O, so now there's another USB, and FireWire 800 joins FireWire 400 on the front. If you look around at the back, we've got four PCI Express slots, all full length now. And if you look at that graphics slot at the bottom, again, because of the more space we have inside, we're able to make that a double wide slot. So if you use our highest end graphics cards, you don't use up any of your other PCI slots to do so. Now we have the best enclosure in the business. This is a beautiful enclosure design. On the outside, it has all the same benefits as before. Inside, it's entirely new. So first of all, let me highlight where those four drive bays go. It has a new drive carrier, so you can insert the drives, up to four of them, without any cables, without any tools. They just snap right in place. And just look at what we can do inside this beautiful enclosure. The Xeon processors, if you remember the G5, they took up most of the enclosure. The Xeons now fit into a nice compact space. Gives us room for 8 fully buffered DIMMs, gives us 4 full PCI slots. You see the dual optical drive bays, just an incredible design and beautiful, simple access to it all. So this is an incredible machine. And we've had a lot of fun building great configurations for our customers. And with the new Mac Pro, for the first time, we can offer one standard killer configuration that our customers are going to love. So one standard configuration, and it's an incredible, incredible config. First of all, dual 2.66 gigahertz, dual core Xeon, so quad, a gigabyte of fully buffered DIMMs, 250 gigabyte hard drive, a great NVIDIA GeForce 7300 GT card with 256 megs of memory, a 16x SuperDrive. This is an incredible configuration. One configuration, $24.99. So a great price point. Now, if you think about it, on the previous Parmac line to get into the quad processing configuration of the G5, it was $32.99. So not only is it twice as fast and better features, it's $800 less expensive. This is a great configuration. Now, I know what you're thinking. Apple makes the best computers, but they're usually more expensive. Right? That is a myth that we're going to continue to beat at and bust. And this is a great product to bust that myth. What if you were to compare this standard configuration against, I don't know, Dell? Similar configuration, about $1,000 more from Dell. So not only do we make better products, but they're also more affordable. So let's bust that myth together. Let everyone know it's not true. Now, I said there's one standard configuration, and most of our customers really like to build their own configuration. So we've really worked on tremendous build-to-order configurations and choices for our customers. Most customers go this route. First of all, you can choose what processor speed you want, all quad, 2, 2.66, and 3 gigahertz. So we said you can add up to 16 gigabytes of memory. You can add up to 2 terabytes of internal storage. You can have that NVIDIA graphics card, or you can upgrade it to a really great ATI Radeon X1900 card. Or if you really want the highest end graphics performance, a killer card from NVIDIA, the Quadro FX4500 as well. Of course, you can add wireless to it with both Bluetooth and AirPort. On and on, you can make almost 5 million configurations of the new Mac Pro. So one standard configuration, but endless possibilities. So that's the new Mac Pro. It's a quad Xeon 64-bit workstation. Yes. And the new Mac Pro will start shipping today. Yes. So now the Mac Pro joins the rest of these great products, and they've all transitioned over to Intel, and our transition's complete. We have cut over all of our product lines to Intel processors. We started on January 10th, and we finished the transition today. Just 210 short days. And I don't know about you, but I really want to thank our engineering team for doing the impossible that no one else has done to cut over our product line. So thank you. Now, the Mac transition's complete. There is one other product that you don't really think of as a Mac, but it's a really important product in our product line, and that's Xserve. Yes. Now, Xserve is an incredible product, a one-use server that delivers great performance and value, and our customers do unbelievable things with it. Here's one example. This is a company called Xtech. This is their data center. They call it the aquarium. The aquarium is built entirely of Xserves and Xserve RAIDs. It's an amazing site. And you may not know Xtech, but chances are the majority of you, if not all of you, use them all the time, because if you've made a credit card transaction, chances are your transaction was validated, or not, on Xtech's data center on Xserves. An amazing product, and the things customers do with Xserve are incredible. And today, we're introducing an entirely new Xserve. And like the Mac Pro, it's built entirely on Intel Xeons, with two of them to have quad Xeon performance, running at the same 2.66 and 3 gigahertz performance. Now, this is an even bigger challenge with a 1U server. For those of you who know our Xserve product line, it wasn't a quad G5 like the PowerMac was. In fact, we couldn't even have the thermal environment to put a dual-core G5 in it. So the fastest you could get was a lower-speed, two-chip, single-core G5. So you can imagine the performance comparison is incredible. On spec, Intel goes from 21 to 115. 5.4 times faster. On floating point, from 20 to 76, 3.7 times faster. Incredible, incredible performance jump, up to 5 times faster depending on the applications you run. It is a great product. In addition to amazing performance, we also have added some highly requested features. With more space in it now, thanks to the better thermal environment of the Xeon, we get to add redundant power. Yeah. We get to up the storage to 2.25 terabytes. And one of the features our customers asked for is remote management, so new software for lights out management, so you can manage your servers from anywhere in the world. And the Xserve is entirely built to order. All of our customers can make the configurations they want, and so now they can make up to 1 million configurations of Xserve. So we made a standard configurations to give you an idea of what that might look like. What if you build a quad Xserve with a gig of memory, an 80 gig hard drive, the lights out management, built-in graphics, unlimited Mac OS X client license, $29.99. Now, if you compare that to the previous Xserve, you got single core dual G5s, a fifth the performance of $39.99 previously. So this is a huge jump, 5 times the performance, $1,000 less price. And again, Dell's been really aggressive on server pricing, so they must be really affordable there. So if you compare even the latest Dells with the latest Xeon processors in them, Xserve even beats that there. So over and over again, not only making better products, but busting the myth that they're more expensive. So the new Xserve will be available in October, just a couple months, and our transition's really complete. So thank you all, and enjoy our new systems.